You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Hey, thanks. Stupid News time now at FM 99 WNOR. Stupid News proudly brought to you by our pals at the Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant. Presenting the comedy stylings of Jeff Dye. Jeff Dye. Do you know Jeff Dye?
No, I don't.
Yeah, we all nodded like we knew Jeff Dye. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's his first time, right?
Jeff, is it your first time?
My day.
Don't be worried. My first time was with a llama.
So when he comes in here, we'll bring him in slowly, is what
yes,
you're saying?
Very slowly.
Like a gentleman.
Gently and carefully. Let me just get used to it, being on stage.
Jeff Dye, it's Funny Bone. This week, probably the nicest guy. We're just trashing.
You're right.
Probably famous all over the world. It was like the time we had Russell Peters up here and didn't know how famous Russell Peters was because it was coming out of Canada. He's like, you know, Canada's Louis C.K. I mean, that famous.
Oh, yeah.
That famous. Now famous everywhere. But
yeah.
Looks
rich.
Like he's from MTV. He hosted two series, one called Numb Nuts, and the other one was called Money from Strangers. He also appeared on Girl Code.
Was on Girl Code?
And a finalist on The Last Comic Standing.
Yeah. There you go. All right, well, that makes more sense.
See,
and he's 34 years old.
Thank you.
And he kind of looks like Evan Marriott.
You think he looks like he's does he look like he's a good hugger?
Yes.
You think?
I do think.
You think he looks like he smells nice?
He does.
Yeah?
All right, well, cool. Now I'm excited to be
does he look gay or hetero?
Oh, that's a tough one. It's 2017.
Is it unfair to even say that? I mean, I don't want to drag somebody into something here. Speaking of drag.
I think you could go either way. I think you're happy either way if you're a guy or a gal.
If you looked like him, would you go either way?
No, I definitely go female,
okay,
for sure.
Because you're famous and you can get all that you can handle, right?
But he's a good-looking dude. I'm not
Oh, okay, good. Know. Just want to make sure.
I'm okay with
saying
that.
Well, it sounds like Jeff Dye is going to be fantastic. So
were you asking for yourself or someone you know?
Asking for a friend. Asking for a neighbor.
Uh-huh.
Neighbors always ask me for stuff. You know how it is. All right, item number one, I kind of feel like, did we do this on Friday, possibly? Possibly. Prosecutors in Alaska have charged a dentist with Medicare fraud. A dentist that pulled a sedated patient's tooth while he was riding his hoverboard.
No,
we did not do that.
How about that? Wow. How about that?
How about that?
The dentist was on the hoverboard?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
I was going to say, that would be kind of cool if the patient was sedated and on a hoverboard.
Yeah.
That'd make it tough.
Why was he on a...
I don't know. You know, this is interesting, though. Does anybody have a Jenga game?
I think we do.
We
have a Jenga game around here?
Yeah.
I'll bring my hoverboard in, and let's see how hard it is to do, like, fine motor skills while balancing on the hoverboard.
Yeah, really?
Just to see. Yeah. Seth Lockhart. Seth was charged with 17 counts of Medicare fraud. He billed Medicaid $1.8 million last year for IV sedation used in procedures that didn't actually call for IV sedation. He just liked to add on because he can make money on the deal.
Sure, apparently. That's how it works.
It's the plus up. Yep. You're going to enjoy the experience much more if I just put you under.
Uh-huh.
Prosecutors say investigators found a video on the guy's phone of him riding a hoverboard while extracting a sedated patient's tooth. They say he sent the video to his office manager and joked that it's the new standard of care at their office. Prosecutors then say that investigators contacted that patient, and she told them that she was unaware that he would be riding the hoverboard while operating on her.
Wow.
The office manager is also charged in the case.
I know
knowing
the hygienist down there, the hygienist, she uses a mini trampoline while she's flossing your teeth.
Is that right?
That wouldn't be so bad.
When she's using that real sharp scraper pick thing, you're just waiting for them to hit your gums because they're going to bleed like immediately because it's sharp as a knife.
It's called an Explorer. Is that what it is?
It's either that or the Ford Escort. That's item number one.
Item number
hoverboard
two.
Dentistry. The hoverboard dentistry. Dr. Lockhart or whatever his name was.
Item number two. It takes us to Hyderabad, India, where a guy named Mudaparthi Vimsi Krishna, 32-year-old guy.
Let's not get hung up on names. There's a guy.
Got married, and he also has an online girlfriend about 400 miles away who doesn't know anything about his wife.
And he has an online girlfriend.
She'd been pressuring to meet up with him, but he didn't really want to get together with her, and he couldn't even afford the plane ticket to do it, so he came up with another plan. He forged a plane ticket for her, then right before her flight last Saturday, he emailed her a bomb hoax to the airport, and her flight was canceled.
T prom solved.
There you go.
There you go.
Just that easy.
Beautiful.
Yep. Except that the cops are able to trace the email to him within a few days, and he was arrested, and could be looking at up to 5 years in prison, plus now his wife and girlfriend know about each other.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my.
That's a problem.
Sure had an I've just been chatting with chicks online all day. Had an online girlfriend. Was it ever clear that the online girlfriend knew that he had a wife?
No, she didn't.
No, they neither of them knew?
Nobody knew.
So he sent her a fake plane ticket, and in order to make it not count, he called it a bomb threat so she couldn't redeem said fake ticket.
Right.
Brilliant plan. Great. That was worth all that online girlfriending.
Now he's going to have in jail boyfriend.
I will have it. Yes, I will have whatever.
5 years.
Yeah, that's. I'm thinking to myself. Yeah, yeah. There can't be much sweeter than an Indian prison. That sounds great. Really, really great. In a society where in places anyway, people openly poop in the road. Like they just squat down and poop. That's acceptable.
It's accepted. What? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's how it goes.
So
totally fine.
All right. So when you're talking about the breakdown of social order. I'm thinking to myself, well, okay, how far does this go in Indian prison? What's that? What's that going to be like, Indian prison?
Ah, sounds great.
Yeah, really?
Very nice. Very lovely. A lot of vegetarian. It's good for you. A lot of lentils.
Try the curry.
Oh, you're going to try the curry. All right, finally this. There you go. A half an hour ago, I told you I had a rather frustrating flying experience this weekend. On both ends of the deal. Usually, it's never both ends. Usually, it's just one way or the other. But just like when you have the flu, when it's both ends, it's bad. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
The flu or airplane travel. Both ends, terrible. There was a flight crew on a Delta airline flight from Tampa to Los Angeles. That's a long ride. The flight crew was openly raising money for the American Cancer Society over the weekend. So one of the passengers offered to help out the flight crew in their fundraiser.
Oh, I know who this is.
It's the one.
It's the only one I know.
Right. Yeah, it's the one, yeah. Charmin toilet paper spokesperson, Kenny G.
It is Kenny G. Kenny Golombienski or whatever his actual name is, but yeah. Who played he whipped out his saxophone and played it as part of the fundraiser.
Nice.
Cool.
He just happened to be on the airplane.
If I was Kenny G, I'd whip it out all the time. Because I'm Kenny G, damn it.
Yeah, you're Kenny F and G.
I mean, if I'm in a restaurant, I'm whipping that out.
G-H-I, J-K. Yeah. They raised $2,000 on the plane.
Wow.
Wow, dude. Man, that's amazing. Yeesh. Apparently he roamed the aisle like a traveling show.
Like they do at the restaurant sometimes.
Yes, yes.
That's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, actually. Guy helped out. I could have calmed down with a little Kenny G on the flight. I'd have been all right with that. There's a time and a place for Kenny G. Just like there's a time and a place for Metallica, right? Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Kenny G is like calm down music. Just calm down. Calm your ass down.
That's right.
Hey, I wonder if that will be one of the new tactics because we're having all of these issues on airplanes. And one of the things that they found at like 7-Elevens and stuff is if they pipe in the wrong music, it calms people down.
Right.
Maybe we need to play some calm down music in the background all the time. Just chill out.
You're taking me back to a time like Friday. I was having an intense couple of my life, and I was flipping through radio stations, and I happened to land on one where they said, "All right, everybody, let's just calm down, relax, chill out, and enjoy Patrick Swayze." And I was like, "Oh my god,
she's like the wind."
It was that, and I listened to it just because he said, "Let's calm down. I needed to calm down. I was going to try anything."
Yeah. Nice.
It kind of worked. It kind of. Swayze. I mean, I laughed more than
Swayze,
anything.
Swayze, bring it home.
Bring it home. Oh yeah,
the Swayze.
Nice.
Patrick Swayze was on my radio show, and he had a parody song for that. She's Breaking Wind. She's Breaking Wind on my face. And he's singing it over the phone.
It's like, wow, dude.
That's wonderful.
That's the kind of guy that guy was. Yep. He was just a nice guy. Fun, nice. Calm down.
Yeah.
Everybody simmer down now. Hey, those three stories are true.
And stupid.
And that's why we call it
Stupid News.